Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are holding on the top of daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And Aleph today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and his children, and by Menachem Gelbtach Lezechem Nishmas Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai. We thank both of them again very much for their continued sponsorship of the daf. So we are holding on daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the page, Ki Hadar Salik. So what we're going to discuss today is the issue of Kaved. Amud Aleph is pretty much entirely about the issue of eating liver and how to prepare a liver properly to make sure that you're not in violation of the issue of eating dam. The Gemara is going to talk about if you do Chalita on a Kaved, if you do a Shalika on a Kaved, Shalika is a slow cooking, if you roast a Kaved together with meat on the same spit, how does that affect the meat? Or if you roast a kal on the same spit together with meat, how does that affect the meat? And then on Amud Beis, we're going to get into some of the most fundamental ideas in Hilchos Taroves and in Yaradeya. We're going to get into Kavush Kumavushal, Maliach Kirosech. Sometimes there's a way to transfer tam without even heat, just by doing kvisha, by soaking it, or by salting it together. So we're going to discuss some of the halachas of that. And we're going to talk about Ti'imas Kfela. How do you detect whether there's tam of Isser in something? How can you take your chances and taste it for tam of Isser? So can you have a non-Jew taste it for you and let you know how it tastes? We're going to get to it on the bottom of the page. I don't know if we'll get to today. We'll try. Not bar not. No same time, bar no same time. Secondary infusion of taste. What the halachic status of that is. Can I eat fish together with milk if that fish was cooked in a fleshik pot? Not together with meat, but in a fleshik pot. That's the inyan of not bar not. So we have our work cut out for us. So let's begin on the top of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Ki Hadar Salik. So the Gemara tells us that when Rav Safra went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Zreika, he found Rabbi Zreika there and he asked him if Kaved will aser other meat that's cooked with it. So Amalei, Rabbi Zreika said to Rav Safra, Hainami loti bayalach, that shouldn't be a suffix. Da'anavi yane bered Rabbi Ami, ikalim lebe Yehuda bered Rabbi Shimon Pazi, because Rabbi yane bered Rabbi Ami and myself went to Yehuda bered Rabbi Shimon Pazi. We were guests at his house. Ukrivalon kanya bekofei, and they gave us a kana of a behema, meaning the together with everything that hangs from the kana of the behema, which means the lungs, the heart, the liver. So they brought it all, and it was all cooked together. Vachilna, and we ate them all. So you see that the kaved, even though it was cooked together with the lungs and with the heart, apparently it didn't answer them. So the kaved, the thing, the meat that's cooked together with the kaved, does not become aser on account of the kaved. So you have to say that they ate from the Achronim point out that they ate from the kaved and the lungs, but to say that they ate from the heart is difficult, because the Gemara in Maseches Arayos on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis tells us that ha'ochel leiv shel behema is meshakeches limudo. That's one of the things that makes a person forget his learning. So it's unlikely that they would have willingly eaten from the heart of a behema if it has a skula that it makes you forget your learning. Tiferes Yaakov raises the question, what's his right? The shaila was, can you eat from that which was cooked with liver? He said, and his answer is, sure, I did it. Meaning, that's not a raya. Meaning, bring a raya from someone else, right? He says, yeah, they served it and I ate from it. So how's that? How are you able to bring a raya from yourself? So he says, no, it has to be that the raya is that Yehuda ben Shel Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi served it. And the fact that he's saying that I ate it was that, in case you're wondering, did he serve it to test me? To see if I would only eat the liver or if I would also eat the things that were cooked with the liver? No, I ate from it and he didn't say anything. So that's the that's why the Vachilna is part of the Raya. This whole Maisa is a Kasha on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. In Kuf Yud Amud Beis, in Tosus, in Dibra Maskel Kavda, Rabbeinu Tam has a Shita that the suffix of Abaye, whether the Kaved Asr's other foods, is only kavit shalo nimlach. It's only if it wasn't salted. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Zreika be poshet the suffek from the maisa that they ate kanya b'kufye? Over there, was the kavit was certainly salted together with the lev and the reya, because those things are usher without salting them. So obviously, they were all salted. And by a salted kavit, there's no suffek. It's not going to usher anything, according to Rabbi Natan. So that's what Tosus explains, the shita so, that even though they brought them all of these organs is together, connected to the kana, they were medaktik b'shas melicha to only be maleach the lev and the rea and not the kaved. And they wanted to show the halacha to the talmidim that the kaved does not require melicha and it's not going to asur the other basar that's cooked with it, even though the kaved was never assaulted. So that's how you have to say the maisa happened, that they knew that the kaved wasn't salted, even though the other items were salted, and they did that on purpose in order to demonstrate what the halacha is. Furthermore, Tosfos suggests that the kaved may have been salted together with the lev and the rea, but it was a regular melicha. Kaved, you need a special kind of melicha. A regular melicha is not going to work for a kaved. You need to be korea shesi ve'erev, and to put the cut part klape mata, you know, to put it down facing down at the time of the melicha. And they certainly didn't do that with the kaved. So maybe that's the raya. The Ramban writes that the suffix of Abaye was dafka by a kaved shenimlach, but was not cut b'shas melicha. The suffix is whether the dam of the kaved leaves al yidei melicha only, or dafka al yidei melicha ukriya, meaning is the kriya in a critical part, is the tearing open of the kaved a critical part in order for the dam to drain from the kaved. So he says, it seems from this maisa, because that Ramban writes, it seems from this maisa that I'm correct, because from the Gemara we're about to see in the Hemshech Gemara, it doesn't seem that they knew exactly how they prepared it, that they salted this part and not that part. It doesn't seem that they were intimately familiar with how they prepared it. But whether it was nikra, whether it was torn open, that they could see with their own eyes when they serve it. So the Ramban says this whole Gemara sounds more like me, less like Tosos. So let's see. So Maslefa Ravashi. Ravashi asked on Rabbi Zreka's Raya, Vitem Rav Shmuel Mizrukinya. How did Rabbi Zreka know that the basa that he ate by Yehuda ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Pazi was cooked with kaved in the normal way? Maybe the opening of the kana of the behemoth was outside of the pot, so all of the dam that was niflat from the kaved through the cooking went right back into the kana and spilled outside of the pot, and maybe that's why it didn't asur the other meat that was hanging from the kana. Or it could be there was another way that the kaved wouldn't affect the other food. It could be that they boiled the kaved first, and when you boil it in boiling water, it stops the dam from being niflat, from being extracted from the kaved. But maybe in a chinami, without that chalita, it would have assured all of the other pieces of meat that were together with it. Kiyad Rav Huna chalti lebechala. Rav Huna used to becholate the kaved in vinegar. Rav Nachman chalti lebrochen. Rav Nachman didn't even use vinegar. He used regular boiling water. And that would actually prevent it from extracting the dam. So the Savra of Papa Kameh de Rava, as far as the vinegar that you're chole to cover it in, Savra of Papa Kameh de Rava Lemeimar, Rav Papa wanted to say, Chala Asir, that chometz, that vinegar itself is going to become Asir, because certainly some of the dam at the time of the Chalita comes into the vinegar. Amr Leh, so Rava said to Rav Papa, Ichala Asir, Iunami Asir. Well, if the vinegar is Asir, then the kaved has to be Asir as well, because Kiechi Dipala Tadar Bala, if it was in fact polate some of the dam from the kaved into the chometz, so the kaved would have been boleya that dam right back in as they're boiling it, because once it's boiled, it's not being polate more dam, so it has the ability. Normally we say when something is too busy being polate, it doesn't have the ability to be boleya. This is just a little bit of a pleta, so from boiling, so then it certainly will have the ability to be boleya. So it has to be that either they're both mutter or they're both aser. So obviously we're saying over here that the kaved is mutter, otherwise it defeats the whole purpose. We're saying it's so mutter that it's not even going to be able to aser other meat later when it's cooked with other meat. So if we're going to say the kaved is mutter, you have to say the vinegar is mutter as well. So now, once we're on the topic of kaved, the Gemara is going to tell us a few maisalach relating to kaved. Rav Bar Shva ikla lebe Rav Nachman. Rav Bar Shva went to Rav Nachman's house. Aisile kavda shlika. They brought him a slow cooked liver. Velo achal, he didn't eat it. He held that that's asr to eat. Amulei, so they said to Rav Nachman, Bar Be Rav de Lagav, lo achal, you should know that the young Torah scholar that's our guest is not eating what we're serving him. Umanu, and now if you want to know who the Talmud is, it's Rav Bar Shaba. Amulei, Rav Nachman, he said, Gamulu Shaba, force him to eat the kaved, to force Shaba to eat it. Now it's interesting that he called him Shaba. He's Rav Bar Shaba. Shaba is his father's name. So Rav Nachum called him Shabba. Rashi says Al Shem Aviv. But in the Sefer Chak Moshe, he writes that he called him Al Shem Aviv to be Merames, Derech Agav, that it's a mitzvah to be Marbe, Besu'uda, on Shabbos. That Gamul L'Shabba sounds a lot like Gamul L'Shabbos, that you should swallow up, you should keep on eating, and eat a lot of food on Shabbos. So that's why he called him that, because it was like a play on words, that a person should eat on Shabbos. Okay, Kitanai, this din of kaved that's shaluk, that's slow cooked, is a machlokas tanayim. Reb Lazar omer hakaved oseres, ve'inane eseres, that a kaved will aser other meat that's cooked with it, but will not become aser from its own dam that's polled from it. Mipnei poletas veino bala'as, because the kaved is polled dam comes out of the kaved and will aser the other meat, but the kaved doesn't become aser from being boleya other meat. Rabbi Shlom Rosh Rabbi Yochum and Broka Omer, that just like metubelas oseres vina eseres, just like if the kaved was metubelas, you put spices in, you spiced it up, it would aser other basar, and it itself would become aser, because the tavlin would soften the kaved to the point that it would not only have the capacity to be polate, it would also have the capacity to be boleya. Shaluka, if you slow cook it, oseres vine eseres, it asers other meat, and also itself becomes aser, because the shlika takes such a long time that it takes eventually till the point that it's no longer being polate, and now it's available to be boleya. So it turns out that kaved that shaluk is mutabah chil according to Rabbi Lazar, and aser according to Rabbi Shlom, and also Rabbi Yochum and Broka. There's your machlokas tanaim. If you slow cook a kaved, can you eat it? This is a machlokas tanaim. So so that's as far as a kaved that's slow cooked. Now the Gemara says, okay, what about the symphonos of the kaved? Let's say there's dam trapped in one of the symphonos, one of the compartments that they have by the kaved. So says Gemara, Rab Barafuna Ikla Lebe Rab Barav Nachman. I say the kaved plus Savit Tachai. They brought in front of him three sa'a of pasnakia, a very high quality bread that was that had oil or honey on its surface, meaning a very very high quality bread. Samuluhus, Rabbi Bar Avuna said to Rabbi Bar Av Nachman's family, Miavi Adisu Dasina, you knew that I was coming, you prepared such a chashuv meal, I wasn't expecting something like this, I didn't even announce that I was arriving. So Amulei, they said to him, Miadifatlan Mina, what do you mean, for you? We eat like this all the time. You think you're better than us, that you deserve to chsiv across the Shabbos Oneg, but it's not about us, it's about Shabbos, meaning you came for Shabbos, so we didn't know that you were gonna come, but it's but we eat like this because on Shabbos there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, so a person is supposed to eat like this on Shabbos. Sfasemis and Masech Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yates says if that story happened on Shabbos, why did he have a Hava Mina that it was all about him, right? Meaning, why would you think that they did it for you if it was on Shabbos? Of course it's a din in Oneg Shabbos. So he answers that Rab Bar Avuna thought that if they prepared the covered Shabbos and not for him, there's no way they would have been allowed to just present it. They would have had to tell him, oh, by the way, this is the way we always eat, because that's Chulun Daf Tzadi Dalet. That we learned a couple of weeks ago. That's Gnevas Das, to present it to him as if they prepared it for him, when in reality they always prepare it for Shabbos. Barabba Bar Av Nachman thought that since they would have known that he was coming, they would have done this for him also, even if it wasn't Shabbos. So it's not Gnevas Das, like we learned back in the Sugya in Tzadi Dalet, that it's not a violation of Gnevas Das, even if in reality you did this for another reason, but you would have done it in honor of that person as well. So if you would have done it in honor of that person, then it's not a violation of Gnevas Das. So anyway, Adahachi, while they were talking, Ashka Chahu Kavda Dava Basimfona Dabli Adama. Right, the story is not about the fancy bread. The story is about while they were talking, Rabbi Ravuna saw a liver that had a simfon that was full of dam. Amr Lahu, so he said to the family of Rabbi Rav Nachman, Amay of Disuachi, why did you leave the symphonos full of dam? That's asr to eat. Amr Lahu, they said, Alehechin Avid, what are we supposed to do to empty out the symphonos from the dam? So Amr Lahu, Kiru, you got to rip it open, Shesiva, a Revina cross. like cut v'chituch l'tachas, and then roast it with the cut facing down. That's the only way to clear out the dam. So the Gemara says, "Rahani mili kavda." That's the idea that you need to cut it siv eirev and before you roast it and put it face down. That's true when you're dealing with a liver aval tachla, but when you're dealing with the spleen of a behema, even though it looks like dam, it's red like dam, and it looks like it has as much dam as the kaved, it doesn't require the same thing that a liver would require. You could cook it because shumna bialmahu. It's just shomen. It's the fat of it. It doesn't have a lot of dam any more than any other meat. Shmuel used to make a tavshil of spleen on a day that he would do akazas dam. So you see that he wasn't concerned about riboy dam. He was matir to be mevashalit b'kadeira. He didn't think that it was a violation of riboy dam. Now, in Rashi writes in Masech Shabbos that he would dafke eat spleen on the day of Hakazas Dam because it's red, and apparently that which is red helps a person recuperate from having given, from having taken dam from his body. Okay, now we're going to talk about what if you roast a kaved, or for that matter, a chal, an udder, on the same spit together with other meat. So the kaved obviously have an issue of dam. Does the dam from the kaved go and ask for the other meat? Up until now, we spoke about before. At least earlier we spoke about cooking other meat together with the kaved. Now it's going to be roasting on the same spit. We're also going to talk about a chal, because chal, an udder, obviously has some milk in it. So do we have to be choshesh that that milk is going to cause a problem for the other meat that you roast on the same spit together with the udder or together with the kaved? So itmar kavda ilave bisrashari. Now we're talking about a spit that's where it's standing upright. So one item is on top and one item is on the bottom. So if the kaved is on top and the basar is on the bottom, that's totally mutter. Why? Dama mishrak sharik. We assume that the dam just slides right over the meat and falls on the bottom and is not nivla in the meat. So that's the pashup. Kavla ilave bisra shari is that it's even mutter lechachila is the pashup shot, that you're allowed to put it this way on a spit and you don't have to worry. That's what the Rashba writes. That's the pashup shot in Rashi over here, that even though it's, it flows from the kavit over the meat, Rashi writes ein bekach klum. Ein bekach klum doesn't sound like b'dieved, it's not a problem. It sounds like even lechachila ein bekach klum, there is no issue at all with it. And that's the mashmos of the Gemara. The Maram Shif points out the Mareimar pastors that kavit and kchal tachas basar are mutter, me'ala basar are mutter only b'dieved. So the lashon shari that it says initially sounds like it's a din lechachila. However, Tosos in Dibra Maschil Kavda and in Dibra Maschil Dama and the Tosos Arash write that lechachila it's definitely usher to roast kaved on top of basar, and he says ein cholik b'davar. No one disagrees. The heta that the Gemara says is only b'dieved. So the Achronim try to figure out where in the world Tosos got that from. It doesn't really sound that way from the Gemara, but that's a critical machlokas rishonim over here. That the Gemara says you're allowed to roast the kaved on top of other meat. Does that mean you're allowed to, or does that just mean that it's kosher if you did it? Kachli ilave bisra. If you do it in the reverse, I mean not in the reverse. If you have chal on top of meat instead of kaved, you have an udder that's roasting on the same spit on top of meat. Aser. That's going to be aser. My time a chal of sruche misrach. Whereas dam would slide right over the meat, milk has a tendency to attach itself to the meat and to get into the cracks and to be muvla into the meat. Rav Dimminardai masni if. Rav Dimon Arda taught the exact opposite. He had kachali lavi bisra shari, that chal over meat, that's going to be mutter. My time up, chal of shkuta drabanan, because chal of shkuta is drabanan anyway. The milk that you find inside of an animal's udder is only milk mi drabanan. On a daraisa level, doesn't have the status of milk, so it could be makel even if some of that milk comes out of the udder and lands on the meat that's below it. But kavda lavi bisra, but to have a liver over meat, aser dam daraisa. Because dam is nisadaraisa. So the dam of the kaved getting on the meat is going to be a major problem for us. Because dam is nisadaraisa. So Tulsus raises the question, wait a second, is that true? Rabbeinu Tam's shita on yesterday's daf Kufi Ram Beis was that dam kaved is mutter min haTorah. And the whole suffix of Abayi was whether kaved asers other chatichos bebishel on a derabanan level, on a daraisa level. When you cook kaved together with other pieces of meat, nothing's happening. The dam in the kaved is only asumi derabanan. Rabbanan according to Rabbeinu Tam. So how can the Gemara over here say that the reason we're more machmir by Dam than we would be by Chalav is because Chalav that's in an udder is only the Rabbanan, but Dam in a Kaved is the Araisa? So the Prima Gadim and the Chassam Sofer suggest that over here we're talking about the Dam in the Symphonos of the Kaved. The Dam in the Symphonos is not the Dam of Kaved. That's Asumi Daraisa even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Maram Shif doesn't like this answer because the Dam Symphonos of the Kaved, it's not so much Dam any more than it would be any other parts of the animals. Just like any other meat, there's no Isser to be Tzola together with other meat because you're not worried about Dam coming out. So what you have to say is that, the combination of the two. Since there is some Dam that's Daraisa over here, the Dam Symphonos, true, that Dam alone will not be Yasser because it's not enough Dam to be Ta'asser. It would be like any other piece of meat. But it's a kaved that's full of dam. Most of the dam is Rabbanan, but still full of dam. So the combination of the two, the existence of dam d'oraisa and the sheer quantity of dam, that in combination is gonna be what causes the problem. So bottom line is we have a machlokas whether you can roast kaved on top of basar, and a machlokas whether you can roast chal on top of basar. He who is machmir on the kaved is mekel on the chal, and vice versa. So darsh Maremar Hilchsa, the Maremar Paskana Alacha, is Machriya La Alacha, Bein Kavda, Ubein Khala, whether it's Kavir or whether it's Khal, to say Besara, if it's under the other meat Shari, then it's going to be Mutter. Ilave Besara, Dievadin L'Chalchil Lo. If it's on top of other meat, then L'Chalchil, we don't recommend it, but B'Dievad, it's okay. So that's the Raya to Shitas Rashi and the Rashba, that it sounds like up until now we've been talking L'Chalchil. When we're being Machriya, we first introduced this Chilik between but up until now, it sounds like we're holding that whatever we allowed, we actually allowed l'charchila. But we're machriya that don't do l'charchila, you should only do b'dievet. What about the first half of a statement? That to say bisra shari, that if it's under the meat, it's mutter? Of course it's mutter. Why wouldn't it be mutter if it's under the meat? What are you worried about? That the meat's going to drip down on it? That's never a problem. So the Rosh Yosef explains that the chiddush is that you don't have to be choshesh, that maybe the shvud would flip in the other direction, and that it would turn out that the kavod or the chal is actually lemaila. Rashi writes that it could be that when you roast with shvudim that are not going mala lamata, but they're b'shchiva, which is the way very often when something is roasting on a spit, you imagine it lying across and not one over the other. So he says it's also l'chadchila to put them even side by side. Meaning our Gemara came to achra that one on top of the other, the kavod or the chal on top is a problem. The kavod or the chal on the bottom is not a problem. Yet what if they're even? So if kavod and chal on top is a problem only l'chadchila, but the evidence it's okay. So if it's even, is that better? Says Rashi, not really, because when it's even, it's pretty much the same as one being on top, because at some point you pick up the spit. Meaning, and you could pick it up in any which direction. Sometimes you pick it up from that side, sometimes you pick it up from the other side, and therefore it's the same as it being on top, as the kavod or the chal being on top. Okay, Rav Ashi ikla lebei Rami bar Abba Chamor. Rav Ashi went to his father-in-law, Rami bar Abba, Chazil braid Rami bar Abba, and he saw his brother-in-law, Rami bar Abba's son, de kashafit kavde ilave bisra, that he was roasting liver over meat. Amar kama yari haimei rabbanan, he says, what a balgaiva he is, that he thinks that he doesn't have to be choshesh for what they were machmir that you're not supposed to do. L'chadchila, emor dam rabbanan d'yevet, l'chadchila mi'amor, the rabban only allowed doing this b'dievet, you're not allowed to be b'dievet. If you did it, that you're allowed to eat it, but no one was ever matir to do this l'chadchila, no one was ever matir, but we're not machriya to be matir to do it even l'chadchila. V'i'ika beiduge, and even though we say that you're allowed to roast meat over kaved on the same spit, if there's under the spit there's a kli to catch the shomen that drips from the basar, bisra ilave kavdanami asir, then you're not even allowed to have basar on top of the kaved. Umayshna midama de bisra, dama de bisra shachan, dama de kved de kafi. Meaning the problem is you're not allowed to roast the basar over the kaved because the dam of the kaved drips into that shomen and will asir it. So the Gemara asks, well, why is the dam that comes from the kaved going to asir the shomen in the kli any more than the dam of the basar itself, which doesn't asir the shomen? shuman in the kli. So it says the Gemara, because dam of the bisra shachar, the dam of the basar would sink to the bottom of the kli, and the shuman would float to the top. So it doesn't really mix. But dam of the kavda, the dam of kaved, its nature is such that it floats to the top. It would mix together with the fats and would therefore aser it. Okay. Amram Nachman Amar Shmuel. So now we move into some fundamental topics of Hilchas Tarovus, of Isser Vehefter. Amram Nachman Amar Shmuel. Sakin Sheshachat Ba, Asur Lachtuch Ba Roteach. If you use a knife for Shechita, you shouldn't cut your hot steak with it. Because the base of Shechita is Roteach. When you shecht an animal, the area of the animal that gets shechted is boiling. The dam of the behema gets nivla into the sakin through that heat. And then when you subsequently cut your steak with that same knife, the tam of the dam is going to go from the knife into the steak that you're eating and will aser it. Tzonein, if you cut a cold food with it, so then it won't be balaya the tam. So armi labaya adacha, some say that the food that you cut with it needs to be rinsed just because of whatever might be left on the surface of the knife, so you need to rinse off the food. Rami labaya adacha, some say it doesn't even require hadacha. Even that is unnecessary. The Rishonim raised the question, how could Shmuel answer cutting hot meat with the knife that you use for shechita? We had way back at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Chesam and Beis, the Gemara says that you're allowed to use the sakin shechatach b'treifa for shechitas ksheira. If you cut a treifa piece of hot meat with a knife, you're allowed to use that to shecht an animal without doing any kashering, without doing any agala. What about the blios of the sakin that it's going to now be mavlia into the kasher meat? Apparently we're not worried about that. So why would we be worried in the reverse, that if you use an animal for shechita, that the dam from the shechita is going to give tam into the knife? Now this knife cannot be used to cut your steak. So the Ramban and the Ritva answer that the reason for the heter over there is because even though the sakin is balua with iser, we're not choshesh that it's going to be polate that tam into the kshera when you subsequently shecht with it, because at the time of the shechita, the beis hashechita is too busy being polate dam to really be balaya. So whereas over here it happened in the reverse. The knife was first used for the shechita. So yeah, the basar of the animal is being polate and the dam is being polate into the knife. And now you're going to use it on a piece of steak. That's going to be more problematic. Okay, Amar Avidom Shmuel, Ka'ara Shemalach Babasar. A plate that you used for salting meat, Asu Lechel Baroteach. You're not allowed to eat hot food on such a plate because through the malicha process, that plate was balea dam that came from the basar. So when you eat a hot food on that plate, your hot food is absorbing the flavor of dam. Shmuel the time, this is Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, Maliach Harehu Kiroseach, V'kavash Harehu Kimuvushal. That when you salt something, that's like boiling something, meaning that even though there's no heat, just salting something has the capacity to transfer tam even without heat, and kavush, soaking something in vinegar, also is kimavushal, has the capacity to transfer tam even without heat. It's like cooking something together. Now that rule of kavush kimavushal, Rashi writes kavush b'chometz or shar dvarim charifim, that you use something that's a davar charif to soak it. That's where tam is going to transfer even without any heat. But it's dafka davar charif. That's what the Rashba writes as well in Chuvas and Chelik Aleph and Tavkuf Yudalid. Shlo amu kavish kumavushal ela b'dvarim hacharifim. It's got to be melech, chometz, something like that. However, the Mordechai Maseches Beitza proves that even dvarim she'inim charifim, like shemen, yayin, mayim, kvisha could happen by them as well. Kavish kumavushal, that's what the Beis Yosef paskins in Simon Kofhei, based on the Rush. He's melchiach that the Rush holds that way. Beis Yosef quotes a further machlokas Rishonim, how long does something have to be soaking in order for it to be kavish? So again, machlokas number one is, in what does it have to be soaking in order for it to be kavish? Shitas Rashi, Shitas HaRashva, it's got to be in the Dabar Charif. However, Shitas HaRash, Beis Yosef quotes Shitas HaMordechai as well, is that it could be even in anything. A further machlokas for how long does it have to be kavush? The Mordechai and many other Rishonim say only if it's Shloshe Yamim, 3 days. The Ritzba, quoted by the Rush in Avodah Zarah, and other Rishonim say Yom Echad Me'es La'es, The Rush over here writes that if it's in a davar charif, then it doesn't need to be long at all. As long as it would, you'd put it on the fire, it would heat to that point and begin to cook. So that would be enough to be considered kimavushal. Beis Yosef paskins that anything that's nichbash b'dvarim charifim, chom et tzir chadome. So it's the shir kadesh yitain ala or v'yartiach. But kavush b'dvarim she'enem charifim, if you soak it in something that's not charif, then it needs to be me'es le'es. So that's what we assume, that if it's not being pickled in brine, it's just soaking in a liquid that doesn't have any particular charifus, we assume kavush k'mevushel happens within 24 hours. That's the din of kavush k'mevushel. Now, what about other halachas of bishul? Meaning over here we're talking about transference of tam from one item to the other. But that bishul, the notion of bishul, comes up in a number of different halachas throughout Shas. So do we assume, for example, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Daf Lamed Tesa Med Aleph, the Mishnah, maror that's kavush is pasul for the mitzvah. Why? Because you're not allowed to use cooked maror for the mitzvah of maror. So if you soak the maror, that's pasul for the mitzvah as well. Right? So you can't have maror soaking in something, because that has a din of mevushal, meaning the maror has to maintain its tam maror. When you mevashal it, it loses its tam maror. So it would be it wouldn't be valid for use. That some of the poskim raise the issue with the horseradish that's used for maror, that anything that changes its essential quality might passel it for maror. So some of the Nesivus writes in the Sagada that grinding it might passel it for maror. You got to just take the horseradish root and be a man. But if you're going to use horseradish or use lettuce, that's one area where you have this din of kavush k'mevushel. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav, an esrog hakavush is pasul because you're not allowed to use a cooked esrog. It's just like an esrog hashaluk in beitza on Daf Tazayin. So a food that's kavush works for eruv tavshilin. For eruv tavshilin, you need to use something that's mevushel. So kavush is k'mevushel, and therefore you're allowed to use it for eruv tavshilin. There's even a discussion whether Rabbeinu Gershom writes that din kavush k'mevushel even is true for bishul akum, that if a guy is kovesh your food, that's ki'ilu he was mevashli food, it's a problem for bishul akum. The Rashba disagrees. Tor pasul is like the Rashba, that not by bishul akum. Bishul akum is dafka din in bishul. It wasn't a din in halachic bishul, it was din in bishul, in real bishul. So that you would not say kavush k'mevushel. So whenever you have some different definition of bishul, you always have to plug it into all of the halachos that relate to bishul in the Torah. Okay, so kiyos Rav Namar B'yochem Maliach Eino Krosech V'chavush Eino K'mevushel. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, I learned from Rav Yochanan the exact opposite. Maliach is not like Krosech, Chavush is not K'mevushel. You don't have any such problems. So Amar Abaye, had the Ravin Lesa, that which Ravin said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that there's no issue of Chavush K'mevushel and Maliach Krosech, not true. Ta'i Pinchadava Bei Rabbi Ami, there was a dish that was cheres, it was made out of pottery, that Rabbi Ami had, demalach babisra, where he would salt meat in that dish, vitavrei, and then he broke the dish, because there's no pasturing a kli cheres, so the only thing you can't do agala on a kli cheres, his only option was to break the dish, because it was it had been balea tam through malicha, because maliach is krosach. So Michti, Rabbi Ami, Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ami was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. My time at Tavre, why did he break the dish? Lav Mishum Dishmi eliminated Rabbi Yochanan. Tamar Maliach Harei Karosech. Oh, don't you see that he holds that he must have heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Maliach is Karosech? And therefore, that which Ravin is coming from Eretz Yisrael, reporting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Maliach is Eino Karosech, Chavish is Eino Kumbushel, incorrect. Rabbi Ami is much more reliable, and he says Muliach is Kirosech and Kavush is Kumavushal. Now, L'chora, he only proved one of those things, because Rabbi Ami had a case of Malicha. He did not have a case of Kavush. So do you know necessarily that Ravin is wrong about both? So I would have said Pashtus is Eidu Shabbatla Maktsasa Batla Kula. He's proven himself to be unreliable in terms of reporting what Rabbi Yochman says, and therefore we shouldn't listen to everything else that he says from Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara, and that's what it sounds like from Rashi. That had the Ravin da Amar Rabbi Yochanan make a lessa. So it sounds like he's not make a at all. That which he said he's not make a at all. However, the Nodibihuda writes in the Tshuva that la halacha we don't reject Ravina as far as Kavash Kamavushal because Yeshua's topic that maybe he was really correct because we were never able to prove that conclusively to be incorrect. Okay, so maybe there's a difference between Kavash Kamavushal and Maliach Kiroseach. So Yosef Rav Kana Achud Rav Yehuda Kamed Rav Huna. Rav Kana Rav Yehuda's brother was sitting in front of Rav Huna. V'Yosef Kamar Ka'ara Shemalach Babasar Asu Lech Barotech. If you have a plate that you'd salted meat on, you're not allowed to eat hot food on that plate because it has bleos of dam in it. Utznon shechatacha b'sakin. And if you have a radish that you cut with a fleshig knife, even though the charifas of the radish will be boleya the tam of the basar from the shamnunis of the basar that's on the knife mutzla achlo bekutach. You're allowed to eat that radish together with kutach, and kutach is a milchik dish. That's not a violation of basar b'chalav. So my taima, why are you allowed to eat it with kutach? Amar Abaye, hai hetera bala, v'hai isura bala. The radish that you cut with the fleshig knife was balea tam of basar. Basar's kosher. There's nothing wrong with basar. So while the radish was balea from the basar, it was kosher that it was balea. The plate that you salted the meat in is isura bala. So at the shas blia, it was already tam of isur. And there's all the difference. If you have something that was balea tam of isur, you're then not allowed to have hot food on something that was balea tam of isur. But you have something that was balea tam of heter, so then you can mix it with a tam of basar, so then you could have hot milchigs on that plate. So I don't understand. Yeah, so it was balea hetera, but that heter that it was balea was basar, and now you're mixing it with chalav, and that's not heter. So what do you mean that it was balea heter? Why should I care that it was hetera bala and not isura bala? Ultimately, you're mixing meat and milk. Ella Amrava Hai Efshal the Mitameh, Vahilo Efshal the Mitameh. No, the point is that when it came to the radish that was cut with the fleshiga knife, you could taste it after you cut the radish and see if it has any fleshiga taste. Whereas if you have a plate that was that you were maleach basar in, you're not able to taste to see if it has any tam of dam. Because if it does, then you just took a gamble and you lost and you ate isser. So there's no way to be towing. So I'm like Papa the Rava. Papa says Rava, that's your problem, that there's no way to be towing. Do what we always do. Get a non-Jewish person who is able to taste it and is able to tell you what if you can sense any taste of dam in the dish that you put in that plate. Milo Tanan, don't we have a brisa like this that tells us Kedera Shabishal Babasar Lo Yivashal Bechalav, that if you have a pot that you cooked meat in, you should not cook milk in the pot. But Vim Bishel, if you did cook milk in the pot, now you just have to figure out, is there fleshiga tam in that milchik food? So Benosin Tam. You have to see if it has tam. Bishel Batruma, lo yivashel bachulin. If truma was cooked in a pot, you should not cook chulin in that same pot. But Vim Bishel, if you did cook chulin in that pot, Benosin Tam. So the shear is Benosin Tam. Vamrinan, so we said, Bishlama truma tayim lakoin. I get how if you had truma that was cooked in the pot previously, and now you have to taste it to see if the tam of the truma went into the chulin. That's easy. Find yourself a kohen to taste it. The kohen's not violating any issur because he's allowed to eat truma, and he'll tell you if he can taste the tam of the truma. But who's going to taste your basar b'chalav for you? That's a very risky thing to do. Va'amralan, and Rabbeinu told us about this shayla, l'tamik feila. What do you mean? Have a non-Jewish nachtom taste it for us, and he'll let us know whether he can sense a taste of basar b'chalav. Zachanami l'tamik feila. So by our case as well, you have a plate that you did a malicha of basar in the plate, let a kfeila taste it, let a professional taste it, and he'll let us know whether he can taste the tam of the tavshil the time of the dam in the tafshil. So Rava responds, Hachanami, you're right. If there is a nachri available, you should use him to taste it. Ki kamina deleka kfeila. But I'm talking about a case where there is no nachtom available. There's no one that you can go to ask to taste this food for you. The Rashba has a difficulty over here. So the Rashba raises the kasha. How could it help to have a ti'imas kfeila to tell me that the kli doesn't have tam of dam in the kli? See, it's one thing to talk about a food. So I want to know, can I eat this food? So someone tastes a bite of the food, and they tell me, does the food have any tam? But because I cook one thing in this kli, that means everything that I'm going to cook in this kli also doesn't have the tam? I don't know, maybe you need to cook something for 8 minutes in order for the tam to get into the food, and the last food, the food that you had the guy taste, was only cooked for 7 minutes, right? How does that, how will it ever work in terms of timas kfeila when it comes to a kli? So the Rashba says that it could be that Rav Papa was asking, why aren't we matim the kfeila? And Rava answers that if there's a kfeila, yes, it would work, but that's only legabe the tafshil that's put into the plate. Meaning the Rav Kahana wanted to say that even whatever you cook in that plate is going to be asir. So as far as the plate, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to use it in the future. But as far as what you cooked in that plate, so each time you cook something, you could have someone, could have a guy taste that food, and then you could eat the rest of the food. But as far as the kli itself, then einzu takana, says the Rashba. This is not going to help as far as the food itself. The Ran also writes that the heter of timas kfeila is never by a ka'ara, it's only by a tafshil, it's only by the food itself, but it's never going to be on the plate. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the new sugya of Nat Bar Nat. Right.